Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Griebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Danny Bautista. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Flaherty. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, David Wells. And now, play ball. Norberto Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kruk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Curtis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fielder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fryman hits a pop-up towards short. Griebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Gibson. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Bobby Higginson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Higginson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bautista strikes out. Two outs. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Flaherty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Devereaux hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bautista. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to third. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Devereaux tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Curtis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Curtis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Curtis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fielder hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck misplays the ball. That's an error on Grebeck. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higginson takes first base on ball 4. Fryman moves to second. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bautista is 0-for-1 in the game. Bautista strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Wells drops the ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Higginson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Raines moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Tigers. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kruk is 0-for-1 in the game. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kruk for the out. Raines scores. Thomas moves to third. 1 out. It's 7-3, Tigers. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Tigers. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 0 for 1 in the game. Flaherty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Curtis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Curtis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Curtis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Curtis reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Curtis scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 8-4, Tigers. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Tigers. Ron Carcoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Tigers. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Tigers. John Doherty now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Tigers. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-2 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Higginson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Higginson strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bautista is 0-for-2 in the game. Bautista strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kruk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kruk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Higginson. Kruk reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kruk moves to third. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Kruk scores. One out. It's 9-8, Tigers. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Higginson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Devereaux moves to third. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Devereaux tags and scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 9, Tigers, 9. Craig Grybek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grybek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grybek takes first base on ball 4. Warren News on pinch hits for Norberto Martin. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Durham. The throw from Flaherty and he is safe. Durham steals third. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. News on takes first base on ball 4. Grybek moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Doherty covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Warren News on now playing right field. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flaherty is 0-for-2 in the game. Flaherty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Flaherty reaches second base with a double. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Curtis is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Curtis for the out. Flaherty moves to third. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flaherty scores. It's 10-9, Tigers. Rob Dibble now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fielder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 10, Tigers, 10. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kruk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kruk strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 10. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-10, Tigers. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 3 in the game. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fryman. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Fryman steals second. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Higginson strikes out. There goes Fryman. The throw from Karkoviche and Fryman is out. 2 outs. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bautista is 0 for 3 in the game. Bautista hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Flaherty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Flaherty takes first base on ball 4. Bautista moves to second. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Curtis is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Curtis is hit by the pitch. Bautista moves to third. Flaherty moves to second. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got three RBIs. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 11, Tigers, 11. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Groom now pitching. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nuzon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nuzon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 11. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fielder is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Fielder hits a line drive into right field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gibson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nuzon. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fryman is walked intentionally. Juan Samuel pinch hits for Bobby Higginson. Juan Samuel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Samuel takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to third. Fryman moves to second. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bautista is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bautista strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Steverson now playing left field. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Steverson. Raines reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas is walked intentionally. John Kruk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kruk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kruk takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Henman now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to third for the out. Raines scores. Kruk moves to second. 2 outs. It's 12-11, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Steverson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Crux scores. Devereaux goes all the way around to score. It's 14-11, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carcoviche is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 4 RBIs. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Tigers 11. The Tigers will come to bat. John Flaherty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Flaherty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Flaherty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Curtis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Curtis hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-12, White Sox. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Trammell is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grebeck. Trammell moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fielder is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Fielder is hit by the pitch. Scott Fletcher pinch runs for Cecil Fielder. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gibson is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Tigers 12. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing first base. Ozzie Guillen pinch hits for Craig Grebeck. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nuzon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nuzon takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Tigers 12. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Travis Freiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Freiman is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Freiman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Franklin Stubbs pinch hits for Todd Steverson. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bautista is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bautista strikes out. Two outs. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Flaherty hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Detroit Tigers, 12. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.